Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I've got a box and I want you to squeeze it.
I've got 17 points and some of them are good.
Hello there, welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast where we take great things that occurred on this day in history and we pitch them against each other.
Yes, we do. He's Jake Yap, I'm Nat Tapley, and together we are flicking through the dictionaries of time to find the rude words and show them to comedian, actor and writer Maddie Anholt. How are you, Maddie?
Oh, so well, so very well, thank you. Also a little nicely tanned, relaxed. How long will it last? We don't know.
Or the relaxing or the lockdown?
Well, all of it, really. No, I mean, no, let's not end the lockdown yet. I'm having a great time at tanning and relaxing.
Don't tell the government that.
No,
we're all terribly worried. Don't let us out.
Yes. I think if you listen to Nicola Sturgeon's advice, I think...
Here we are. Mm-hmm. It's the final one of the week. Three apiece.
Yes.
Me and Nat. Deadlock. Today's the decider.
Yes. Nat, I really wish it would.
What have you got?
I've got
Don't worry. Whatever you got, don't worry.
I've got the 23rd of May, 1951, and the signature of the 17-point agreement for peaceful liberation of Tibet. In October 1950, the Chinese People's Liberation Army, and I often think when hearing about liberation armies that it must be really heartening if you're shot to death by a liberation army. They arrived in Tibet.
That was so tough.
So liberated right now.
And they beat the Tibetan army.
He liberated the top of his skull off.
Yeah, liberated almost all of his organs
like
individually.
Like a soft-boiled egg, yeah.
They beat the Tibetan army, and so then representatives were sent from Tibet to Beijing to sign what was meant to be a cooperative treaty between the two of them to decide how things would go in the future. But it was actually just the Chinese army taking the Tibetan representatives, not letting them talk to anyone, putting them in a room and forcing them to sign the 17-point agreement for the peaceful liberation of Tibet, which meant it would be peacefully liberated into China's care. The 17 points, some people have said it was probably signed under duress, and the 17 points were as follows. Point one, ow. Point two, please stop doing that. Point three, that's my favourite knee. Point four, actually, in a weird way, this is kind of sexy. Point five, now that is an inventive use for a clothes peg. Point six, point seven, did you know you have beautiful eyes and a really huge collection of them? Point eight, ow, my eyes. Point nine, my feet. Point 10, my ears. Point 11, my toes. Point 12, my... Anyway, I could go on.
I wondered how far we were going to go.
To shins. Point 12, we went to shins. Anyway, as a result of the 17-point agreement, the Americans said they wouldn't deal with the... fund the Dalai Lama anymore unless he left Tibet, which is why he left Tibet. Since doing which, of course, he's become a huge worldwide ambassador for the idea of Buddhism. Good for Buddhism, bad for Tibet, and probably the fact that he's been around the world is the only reason he's still in people's minds. So the 17-point agreement possibly backfired on the Chinese on the 23rd of May, 1951.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. It.
Well.
Jake, bring it. Bring it, Jake.
The year is 1829.
This isn't France.
And on May the 23rd, a patent is granted to Cyril Demian in Vienna, Austrian Empire, sealing the fate of the human race forever. It is the invention of the accordion.
This is fantastic.
In which case, I forget the accordion.
I'm leaving it there. I'm taking it off now. So the advent of the accordion is the subject of some debate amongst researchers.
Mm.
A lot of people think it was Bushman.
Oh.
He was a Bushman. Long line of Bushmen.
He invented the accordion, some people say. An interesting character, Bushman, because he also invented the harmonica, if he did invent the accordion, which a lot of people think, no, he didn't.
Cyril Demian. He also invented the harmonica, because we blooped on
it. He also invented the harmonica, if he did invent the accordion. But anyway, regardless, he did lots of stuff. But Cyril Demian, who's an Armenian, who was from, I know, from the...
I'm having such fun with Cyril Demian, the Armenian.
I know. It's like my favourite correspondent is Dominic Hughes. The end of every report, Dominic Hughes, BBC News. Love it.
Oh, lovely, every time. Lovely.
Mm-mm. And obviously, like, it's really terrible, you know, what's happening in the world and everything, but there's a little bit of me that's just really going to miss hearing Hugh Edwards saying, coronavirus. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh. Coronavirus. Ah. Oh. Anyway, sorry. So this was the accordion was a modification of the handoline, mm-hmm. which had been patented by Bushman 8 years earlier. So who knows? But, you know, frankly, like everything terrible, it can be traced back to China. All right. Because it began with this. The Sheng. A free reed instrument comprising of a gourd with bamboo in the top of it. Mm. And that was the precursor to this. The harmonica, which then gave rise to the reason it was amazing to me that all three of these instruments were literally within arm's reach. I did not write this thinking, oh, I could go and dig out. Like, literally, one was on my desk, one was beside my desk, and one was in the cupboard behind my desk.
I love what that says about you.
I know. Yeah. I did make a documentary about the history of the harmonica for BBC Four. Mm. Oh. And it would have been really great if the director, God rest his soul, hadn't messed the whole thing up. He had been a guitarist in that famous guitar-based band, The Eurythmics.
Oh, yeah.
In the 80s, and consequently every shot that he composed was framed to look exactly like a 1980s pop video. It was just terrible.
Oh, no.
It was so distracting from the story. Which
many
was
gauze curtains in the way of the interviewees quite often.
It was like, literally, he'd film people through a window and say, yeah, honestly, it was so naff. It was just terrible.
I hated it
so much. I had to sit there with gritted teeth as the producer going, yeah. Fine, mate. It's fine.
Happy birthday to Carl Linnaeus, the father of modern taxonomy. I forgot to write a joke for him, so that'll do. Happy birthday to pop singer and second most famous Clooney, it's Rosemary Clooney. Also, happy birthday to Melissa McBride, who is everyone's favourite housewife turned badass in The Walking Dead. She's Carol. Happy Death Day. Oh, this is a handbrake turn. Happy Death Day to Heinrich Himmler, who proved it was possible to both look like a rodent and commit genocide. Happy Death Day to Henrik Ibsen, the Norwegian playwright, who is the second most frequently performed dramatist in the world after Shakespeare. And I've also written an input joke in here, so which would have been one about thinking of some rubbish. Doesn't matter. Happy Death Day.
Just email it to me and I'll slip it in, mate.
Yeah, that's fine. No, it's for Saturday. It's fine. I'll just pop one WhatsApp message for you. Happy Death Day to Sam Snead, the American golfer who sounds like he should be in a villain in a Hanna-Barbera cartoon about a car that is also a spy. That's the birthdays and the death days. Marianne Holt, what have you got for us in your judgment?
Shall I do the tension drone music? Because, you know, when we're in deadlock like this, I always think it's exciting. So can we have the tension drone music, please?
Yes.
And all the lights have gone from white, shining straight into the audience, down to red, backlit.
Okay, first of all, gentlemen, thank you for your hard work this week. Nat, I would like to offer you something, and that is a chance. Nat, I would like to offer you the chance to add a last-minute soundtrack to your offering for today. Would you like to do that?
I took the duck call outside, which would have actually worked. Hang on, it can be. I can do someone being waterboarded.
No, dear. Oh, wow. That's okay. Jake, we go to you after that. I don't know what to say about waterboarding. Accordion,
well, hang on. Waterboarding, accordion. You know, you gotta weigh those up.
Right. Waterboardian. Good. Accordion. I would argue one of the most annoying instruments that there is. Mm. Sorry, Jake. Don't want to argue with you.
I would argue it was the
other one was the Chinese instrument it was descended from.
No. It's the bloody bagpipes. And okay. Do not talk to me about Edinburgh again. I don't want to go there. Please stop. I'm rocking now in my chair.
Nat did that. Nat did that. That was Nat.
Dave Whitney did it, really.
Then the Bushmen. Good. Yes. Me and my fellow sisters are certainly following in a long line of bush women in this lockdown. So I am thinking very much. Sorry to take it there.
We all are.
Well, yeah. And may stay that way. I would like to finish the week by thanking you both. And Jake, you absolutely brought a stellar performance today, and for that I must give you the point. Congratulations. Oh, yes!
Well,
this one mattered.
Yeah. The stakes have never been higher. To come back next week. Thank you so much, Marianne Holt, for joining us this week. It's been brilliant.
Thank you for having me.
If
people want to experience some of your work, what should they do?
Oh, well, find me on Twitter at Maddie_Anholt. I am also in lockdown running a script writing course, masterclass, intensive, 11 till 4. So if you want to write a script and you want to get it commissioned, then head over to my Twitter and that is good to go.
Oh, that sounds great.
That sounds amazing.
You should check out her short film, Kelly, as well. It's, 6 minutes, fine.
I said 8 minutes earlier in the week, fine.
Yeah, that's the one thing it doesn't do, is that... fine, but it's a absolutely brilliant, very funny little short film, and all very good. Well done.
Thank you, everyone. See you next week.
Thanks very much, Maddie. Thanks to you for listening. We'll be back with another date fight tomorrow.
Yes, we will. It's all.
See you then. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.